This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, regarding Megufas HaChaves HaMechucheles Ve'ina Nishmetes, the stopper of an earthenware barrel that is shaky, though it's still basically in place, it's not slipping out of the mouth of the barrel, even if you tilt the barrel, it still remains in place. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Matzelis, Rabbi Yehuda said that such a barrel is still considered Samid Pasil with a fastened cover, and therefore it still protects itself and its contents from Tuma. However, V'chachamim Omrim Eina Matzelis, the Chachamim said that no, this shaky stopper in the barrel's mouth does not protect the contents from Tuma. This barrel loses its status of Tzamid Pasil. It doesn't constitute a fastened cover, because it's not fixed in place, it's shaky. And Halach is in accordance with the Chachamim. The Mishnah now discusses Hayabes Etzba Shalosh Shokea Besocha. So we again have a stopper in an earthenware barrel, but there's a handle within the stopper itself. Like you have indentation so that the person can grasp that handle to remove the stopper. And so while the stopper as a whole rises a bit above the opening of the barrel, the indentations in the stopper, which makes the handle, are within the mouth of the barrel. The Mishnah teaches that the airspace in that hole in the stopper is considered to be the interior of the barrel, even though it's above the seal, but this particular section of the seal is within the barrel. And therefore, a sheretz besocha, if there was a tumasaurus, like a dead sheretz, in that indentation within the seal, a chavis tmeah, then the entire barrel would be tmeah, because that would be considered that a sheretz entered the interior of the barrel. And if a sheretz bechavis, if there's a sheretz inside of the barrel, like below the seal, and some food in that beis etzba hole in the seal, achlin shebesocha tmeah, that food becomes tameh, because the sheretz makes the barrel tameh. Then we apply the halacha of kol asher besocha yitma. Any food that's in a tameh klicheres becomes tameh. The food here, even though it's on top of the seal, is considered to be inside toch the klicheres, because that food is within the opening of the barrel. And this is not a case where we say that the food is toch tocho, it's inside something that itself is inside the klicheres. That distinction only applies when the food is inside of a halachic kli, which is inside of a kli cheres. This stopper is not considered a kli in its own right. It's just a component of the kli cheres. And so the food here is considered to be inside of the kli cheres, and it thus becomes tameh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.